and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid, Rob Florence.
Margaret, here the Fiend coming out. You stick on, stick that big red light bulb on for the Fiend.
And his partner, Feta Tapender Stevenson.
Honky Tonk Man's going to take the bump for this. He's going to bump for it. I'ma take the bump for you. I'ma take the bump for you.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name's Rab Florence, and of course with me, my good friend, compatriot, compadre, my big bro, the one and only, the legend himself, the veteran, the Straub. Fado is here.
What are you saying to me? Oh, what am I, 429th best wrestler in the world?
429th best wrestler in the world.
No. 454th. I think you'll find.
Oh, sorry. 454th best wrestler in the world. Now, Grado, that's pretty good when you consider there's about 654 people in WWE just now.
Well, that is true, but I did take a 250 drop because I got down to 293, I think, last year. And then I'm a wall back up to fucking 454.
That's not bad during the pandemic, mate. That's all right. I would take that. Who was the best? Who was the number? We're talking, by the way, for anybody who is not aware here, the Pro Wrestling Illustrated list, which is something I remember being a wee guy and buying Pro Wrestling Illustrated to read who was on that list. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Aye. I mean, there was only one place that you could get the PWI. But it was always too dear for like my mom, because Power Slam was what, maybe about 250. That was always about fucking nearly £5.
I'm sure I get Pro Wrestling Illustrated, Faye. Right. So, but who was number one?
John Moxley
was number one.
Yeah. That's the thing I like about it. It's always kayfabe, this list, isn't it?
It is a bit, isn't it?
Is that like, because I remember the year that I came 500, I was absolutely. I was delighted that I was 500. 500 is better than 454. Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to know some of the names below you, Grado?
What?
Do you want to know some of the names below you on the list?
What do you mean, as in after 454?
Under you. Who's worse than Grado?
Who's worse than Grado? Dick Togo. Rampage Brown.
You laughing at Rob?
Rampage Brown should have that on any posters that appears. His merch, Rampage Brown's merch should be worse than Grado.
AEW's QT Marshall.
Who's that? Mm-hmm.
He's a wee cutie, let me tell you something.
WWE's Akira Tozawa is below Grado.
Oh, get it round you. I'm delighted with that. I know that I don't like him, but that's quite...
Listen, there's no Japanese people worse than Grado.
Yeah. The current NXT Tag Team Champion, Tyler Breeze, is at 483. Grado is better than Tyler Breeze.
This is... you know what I mean? This is definitely fucking kayfabe, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's some good big names below you, Grado. Shane Thorne's at 497.
Is there anybody British above Grado?
Probably
them all.
Pretty much everyone.
Wait, hold on. Is there anybody Scottish above Grado?
Aye, Drew McIntyre. He's like four.
I mean Scottish with a Scottish accent.
All right, okay. Right, right, right. Just looking down the list.
Is there anybody, here, let's take another name. Is there anybody that's a good Tim? Above Grado.
Joe Hendry is at 390.
What did Joe Hendry get?
390. I'm just going back. I'm going up the list. Joe Hendry's at 390.
Well, he doesn't support anybody.
So anyway, book it. Drew versus Tyson Fury. Book it. Get it booked.
Do you know what I loved about the videos, right? I think Tyson Fury's video is like what you'd done as a wee boy. Like, take care of the wrestling. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm the master.
Yeah.
The master.
All right. And I loved how he says, I knocked out your big pal, he says, didn't he?
Aye.
Kind of something like that. Your big mate, I knocked him out.
I'm the master.
Love that, man. Love that part. Get Drew and Tyson Fury in the ring again, man.
You big shit house.
Wait until the crowds are allowed back. Get it done at Wembley, man. get it at Wembley, the big England-Scotland face-off.
What's he calls him again? Your big duffer? Is that a duffer he calls him or something? No. Your big duffer. Okay, these accent.
Love it.
Big duffer. It's funny, isn't it? So I take it there's something already because Tyson's already done WWE in it. So is he going to? Is there anything in the
Oh, I mean, they've got to be working up to something, right? They've got to be working up to something. But first, we're going to see Drew and Randy Orton going again, of course, which is going to be a delight. Mm-hmm. I'll watch you guys wrestle 100 times.
Did you?
Like I said, Drew's just absolutely smashing it at the minute, I think. Right, let's see what the punters are saying. I've got nothing else to really talk about.
Can I ask you one more question?
What?
Right, so you know how I love flight and aviation?
Fucking hit me idea, you love flight
did you know? Aviation, mate. John knows.
No, I'm not well aware of you.
What do you mean, like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know you went to see that big plane taking off.
Right, aye, so, like, I'm obsessed with flying, and I love everything today with planes, take 40s in them. There's 13 fucking planes sitting on runway 23 at Glasgow Airport. I went up to just to get pictures of them. Like, I love them. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 was released, like, right, 10 days ago. Now, I knew that it was going to be released, but they told us it was going to be later than a year, but it came out early, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, man, when I fucking found this out at the weekend, man, I was like, wow, I'm on this. 120-odd gig, right? Downloaded it. Now, I bought a PC off somebody in Curry's in 2015, and he's a listener to the show, right? And he told me it was a high-quality fucking computer.
When was this you bought it? 5 years ago? Your PC's old by that time, mate.
Really, man? That's so fucking depressing. So anyway, are you right, mate? So I downloaded it once to my D drive, opened up, cuts out. Downloaded another 123 gig on my D and my C drive, packs out, right? So, mate, I want Flight Simulator. I want to, like, go on Twitch with a pilot's uniform on. I want to have a whole... You know what I mean? I want to get the bonnet. I want to get the heat.
Aye.
I want to get the whole flight path. And I want to, you know, go, this is Virgin VS 1578 heading towards runway 24 at Glasgow Airport. No delays. Are we clear for takeoff?
If I was you, I would just buy a new PC. You have a PC that will run Flight Simulator. Probably.
No. Look at the specs, mate. I can nothing about RAM and gigabytes and all that, right? But I've been getting totally into it, right? It looks like I need 32 gig of RAM for it to run absolutely smooth.
You want to get
16, right?
You want to get much more RAM than that, right? You want to get much more RAM than the minimum specs anyway. Here's what I would say. There'll be punters out there listening to this show who know about PCs. There'll be punters out there that build PCs. What you want is somebody that knows how to build PCs that can do it a wee bit cheaper for you because they'll just buy the components and they'll build it up for you. They'll build you up a belter that will be able to run a Microsoft Flight Simulator. You can do what my mate has done and buy a flight stick, I know. So you get the proper big...
Oh, I'm getting the yoke. I'm getting
the
fucking... I'm getting the rudder, the full lot. Imagine I go right into this, right? And I learn how to fucking fly the plane. I would love going on that Twitch, by the way, sitting with the gear on. I'm going to convert my wee office that I've got into a fucking cockpit. I'm going to have microwavable meals like, as if it's aeroplane food and all that.
Because you can proper go for it, mate. You can proper, like, play it real time, 12 hour flight, sitting in the cockpit and that, just waiting, just watching and all that, and doing your controls.
Talking away, man, I'm telling you, if anybody likes this idea, hit me up. If anybody's got another idea about how to hook me up with a decent computer, because the guy in Curry's, I went to see him actually on Monday, because I was going, this cunt sold me a computer in 2015, he says, aye, it was me. Anyway, he was also burying Dominic. He was burying Dominic Mysterio's frog splash. He says he liked Dominic Mysterio, but he doesn't like his frog splash. One of the wrestling fan, nice guy, but all right, come on. He told me, and I probably should, I will not disclose his name, but he did say, don't buy any of these fucking shitty PCs in here, get them built somewhere else. It's good advice. So if MD fucking knows how to build a PC, I need it in 10 days time, hook up the Grado.
There we go, we're laughing. Right, so let's carry on and see what the punters are saying out there. Now, let me tell you, a big thanks, first of all, to the show's number one fan, Bronze Cello, and two-time listener of the week. Two times listener of the week, that's good, isn't it?
That's good.
John Cena to give the Wrestling Daft team a shout-out. I didn't see this.
Yeah, here we are. Here's the John Cena.
Shut up.
John, Alex, Gary, Graham, Robert, this is John Cena, and I thank you. There is a group that has been entertained by you through these tough times. And they're very thankful. So thank yous all around.
There you go.
What is that?
That is John Cena thanking us all for Wrestling Daft. Now, apparently, I got in touch with Bronze. He couldn't say, he wasn't allowed to say Wrestling Daft, because basically at the moment, John Cena's got a book out. Now, if you message John Cena, like, or buy the book, you get a personalised message from John Cena. And he bought the book and got a message for the Wrestling Daft team.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
That's brilliant, but...
Can you play it again?
Why did it...
Because I thought this was going to be a joke or something.
Like, no, this is... Well done, mate, but why did he not say Grey, though?
Because that... Because then you'll know who Grado is. Cena obviously knows who Grado is. So that's why I say Grail.
Yeah, but like, hold on. Is that the guy 454 on the...
This is a work. You'd be thinking this is a work.
Yeah. John Cena, look, let's put this out to the crowd. And all. John Cena does not know who I am.
He does.
Okay.
John, Alex, Gary, Graham, Robert, this is John Cena. And I thank you. There is a group that has been entertained by you through these tough times, and they're very thankful. So thank yous all around.
Oh, mate, that's nice. But, you know, Bronze is a great listener to the show, and he really does provide us with a lot of laughs. But there's the skeptic in me is, like, you know, thinking that he's came across a video where he's heard their names and went, fuck me, man, I could actually get away with this.
What did he just say? Hold on. Let's see how easy it is to fake it. Right, hold on. Okay, play me it again, John.
But you want to play it again? Hold on.
John, Alex, Gary, Graham, John. Robert, this is John Cena, and I thank you. There is a group that has been entertained by you through these tough times, and they're very thankful. So thank yous all around.
This is John Cena. John. I mean, you could just do the voice, right? John. Graham. Grado. Robert. Graham.
I'm not saying Grado.
I've got the video. Alex. It's Cena.
It's a video.
What
did you all see that for? We're like, what if it's going to be fake? Right, hold that up to the camera so at least the punters who are on Patreon can see it.
There he is.
I need to see his face moving.
Gary, Graham, Robert, this is John Cena, and I thank you. There is a group that has been entertained by you through these tough times, and they're very thankful. So thank yous all around. John,
is that the real John Cena? Because it looks a wee bit like CGI.
No, it's definitely the real John. They wouldn't CGI John Cena saying that.
Looks like a...
Listen,
have you seen Microsoft Flight Simulator? If they can fucking do that, they can do John Cena's dish. Right, Scott was very disappointed at the lack of bingo.
Well
balance.
Done, Bronze.
Thanks, Bronze. Thanks for that.
What's that costing?
I don't... Why, Bruce bought the book. He just
price
bought
a book, mate. Price a book.
If you want your own message from John Cena, if you go to johncenabookvideo.com/thankyou, You'll get it there.
I'm getting one, I know.
There you go.
Is he having to do like 50,000 video messages? He's
must be.
Not that guy.
Must be. Good worker.
Scott was very disappointed at the lack of bingo balance in the Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500.
Yep.
Describing it in the words of Tommy Sheridan, a disaster and a catastrophe. Let's get bingo balance on the show. If anybody can hook us up with bingo balance, please, that'd be good. Be good.
It's a disaster.
It's a catastrophe. We are going to get bingo balance on the Pro Wrestling Illustrated 500 within the next 3-4 years. Thanks to listener Ben, who points out.
I think it's funny that somebody did actually go through a bit to see if bingo balance was actually in it. 500 names. And do you know what's weird, right? I've worked with bingo, but like, I've never actually been in a match room, right? But I've been on the same show, but I don't even think he knows we fucking talk about him on the show and put him over so much. I just don't.
Let's get him on the show. Let's adopt them as the Wrestling Daft wrestler, kind of, you know what I mean?
Let people adopt
a panda. We'll adopt Bingo Balance.
But hold on a minute. We've got the 454th best wrestler in the world on this show already, Rab. Do we really need to adopt? Do we really need another child?
Because we want to get Bingo Balance
right
up there. He should be, I mean, Bingo Balance should be above, let me think who's on that list. Seth Rollins. Let's get him above Seth Rollins. If we can't get him, let's get him at least above Seth Rogen. Right, thanks to listener Ben, who points out that Nick Aldis is the only wrestler named after a supermarket. Aldi. Aldi is the joke. Which led to Thongman to reply to saying he wasn't sure whether he Sains bury that or put it over. That's absolute garbage.
That's garbage. I mean, I was going to say John Morrison, but...
Oh, good one.
Good one.
Is there any... Why don't we, next week, tell everybody... You know, as the supermarket puns for wrestlers.
No, please don't. Don't do that.
Okay, don't. Right, never.
Don't do that. In fact, if you want to do that, just I'll put Grado's phone number out on the show and you can just phone Grado up. Just text them to Grado. John simply points out that you've clearly forgotten about Jimmy Asda.
Hold on now.
Jimmy Asda.
All right, mate. What was that? Wait, Adam Rose. Right, cool, catchy.
Adam Waitrose. Very good. Adam Waitrose.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
That's good, Credo.
Thank you.
Ross wants former Rangers striker Marco Negri to appear on Wrestling Daft. If they appeared on our other podcast, Football Daft, and talked about tape trading with Brian Loudrup and admitting Eddie Guerrero was his favourite wrestler. No, we're not having Marco Negri on.
Wait, come on, are you not asking about how we tape traded with Brian Loudrup? Does that know, like, that is an actual story?
Tape trading what? Wrestling tapes? You're joking.
Well, Marco Negri.
Fitball tapes.
No. Marco Negri and Brian Loudrup's son tape traded with one another.
Brian Loudrup's son?
It's funny, man. And, you know, I went and tweeted that because, mate, he was talking about Eddie Guerrero and he was talking about Shawn Michaels and all that. And I tweeted, look, and he mentioned Undertaker, and I was like, look, if I could only tell my young self, I would be talking to Marco Negri about the Undertaker, because I thought there might be people that don't know who that, you know, Eddie Guerrero is and that. But he could tell he's a wee bit raging. He was like, my favourite's Eddie Guerrero. Do you know what I mean? When he replied to the tweet, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw that.
That Undertaker, he's like, ah, mate, Eddie Guerrero, you daft. But he's pure into his wrestling, man.
Paolo Di Canio was right into CZW. Right in the day. After Grado asked for a nice tweet on last week's show, Ian has come forward to say, Grado let me referee a Rangers versus Celtic wrestling match between him and Tim Wiley on my 30th birthday, which ended in me stunnering Tim and Grado Day in the three count. Cheers for that, sexy.
I remember that. That was a good wee day. That was a good wee surprise. He was in the ring at a training facility, and Tim was going to beat him up and all the rest of it. And then I think they held life is a... and I came out and fucking battered Tim Wiley for him. It's funny, man. Pure, like, getting there like 5 minutes before it and in the back with Tim Wiley booking the match going, where the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing, man?
As we continue to look for a new song for Grado, Dean says Black Betty would be a shout.
What's so that?
Ram Jam could do with the cash.
Oh, Black Betty. Is that mm-hmm. one?
Aye.
I don't get the joke. Is Ram Jam in there and bother or something? No.
And Chris says, what about Erasure's A Little Respect? Rey Mysterio once walked out to you. I saw this video, by
saw
the way.
Saw well, man. Aye.
That was quite something, isn't it?
Look, nothing. We've spoke about it on the show before, but nothing will ever beat the Sandman, who gets booked for his fucking entrance alone, coming out to the fucking BBC Sports Scene Golf tune. Because the cunt made an ass of the tapes. That, the CDs, that will forever be the best, won't it? That will forever be the best ever.
Oh, so if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we like to separate the good for the bad in the wrestling, the 454th best wrestler in the world for the 455th.
Going, John.
Thank you.
What we want to bury and what we want to put over this week, I will go first here, because I watched a little pay-per-view that some people like to call WWE Payback. And I would like to... I want to put over the pay-per-view. I really enjoyed that show. I thought it was a really good show. I thought it was good matches from top to bottom. Very much enjoyed it. And I'm really loving Roman Reigns' new vibe. I like that main event, if I'm being honest. I like that main event.
Did Roman Reigns come back?
Roman Reigns is back. He is playing like a heel now. But the Fiend and Braun Strowman just had their had their drag out match. There was kind of the ring broke and all that carry on. And then when the ring broke and the line they're done in, then Roman Reigns comes in, signs his contract for the match, comes in, battles them, gets the pin, walks away, champion. You know what I mean?
Right. So, I mean, right. So, did you watch that 24?
You know he's represented by Heyman now, right? Aye.
No. No. That's cool, by the way.
He's a popular guy now.
No, it's true.
Fuck's sake, man. That's cool. Why haven't I seen that on the internet? That's cool, man. The only thing I've seen, right, is see that WWE 24 when it shows you all the way up to WrestleMania. You've seen it, John, have you not?
I've not seen it. I watched the SummerSlam on the
run. So fucking Braun Strowman, great all the way through it, right? I mean, talking about how he got bullied as a man because he was fat, right? Now, it showed you the pictures. He wasn't fat. He wasn't fat. I was fat. Right? And he greets in it, right? Not around me, I'm greeting, man. Men, you know, come on. Men should be able to cry. Nobody greets more than me, right? But I can see through their fucking tears. Anyway, fast forward to the day. There's a Braun Strowman documentary special for himself coming out on the network. In the preview clip, it's him fucking greeting. Greeting again. Is this a thing? He's greeting.
I think he's just an emotional big guy.
Aye, so am I, but you'd think you'd go, right, cut that bit out when I started fucking greeting, right? Now, that's fine, because, but you'll never have a believable as a big bad man on the wrestling anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's fine being greeting, but no, it just seems to me that they're ripping the arse out of it. They've went, right, we've tried the monster, we've tried this, he greets, get him to greet, man. And do you know what I mean? And everyone would think, that's a fucking sin for that boy.
Well, you know, the problem, the only problem there was with that main event at Payback was that they were all heels. You know what I mean?
Right.
They were all heels. Like, Strowman seems to be a heel at the minute, has a heel vibe. The Fiend is a heel.
What's with this vibe, pal? I'm not in that.
What, vibe?
It's no vibe, it's vibe.
Mate, it's not true. It's no vibe. It's no vibe, it's vibe.
Mate, John, come on.
I'm going with Rab on this one, it's vibe.
Ah, no, but you're a...
It's vibe, mate. Gredo, hold on a minute. What is vibe come for?
Vibration.
Aye. Did you say vibration?
No, you're right, actually. Fuck. Sorry. Man. Vibe. I don't know, but...
How fucking dare you come to a writer and tell me how to say a fucking word? How dare you come to a writer and tell me how to say a word, mate? I don't tell you how to do a fucking choke slam there. I don't tell you how to do a hip toss. Know what I mean?
I taught you once at the comedy, remember?
You taught me? I didn't teach you? Imagine me coming in going like, Gredo, I just know how you do a hip toss. So that was the only problem. The only problem is that you kind of...
Oh, he should have started greeting. He should have got pinned and he should have started greeting. If that's what they're going to do, fucking cry if you want. But, you know, we can see through it. That's all I'm saying.
And
I'm not bad for saying that. No,
and you've got Alexa Bliss in there as well. She seems to be... They're building up to something with Alexa Bliss and The Fiend. They're obviously going to go just for some, like, your typical WWE 5 years out of date kind of Joker and Harley Quinn kind of vibe. It looks like they're going to go for... But... Anyway, there you go. Let's see what the punter's like. Oh, you might put it in. No.
I was just talking about Braun Strowman's greeting. I don't know if I want to part it out or...
So you're going to bury Braun Strowman for greeting?
Aye. Don't know what I'm going to put on the wrestling this week. Probably Roman Reigns representing by Paul Heyman. I'll put that over.
Colin wants to put over Mauro Ranallo for a great 5 years in the WWE. He will be well missed and takeovers won't be the same without him.
What happened to him?
He's left.
Why?
He's away to take care of his mammy, apparently. Take care of his mammy. It was by mutual consent.
Oh, that's nice. Well, the door will always be open for him.
I wish him the very best in everything he does, but he wasn't a mass style of commentator, I have to say.
Mate, I never, because you know what? What's that? Holy bleep! Holy bleep!
Yeah,
I
mean,
fucking hot it.
I found more often than no, no harm to the guy, but more often than no, I was kind of like, just be quiet, mate. And I kind of felt that some of his stuff sounded as if he'd like really rehearsed it, like he'd really,
he's been hanging,
you know, that he'd came in with shit ready to say, and you know, so. But I mean, I wish him the best. I just don't think wrestling was the right fit for him. You know what I mean? Really, Colin wants to bury everything today with Raw, Underground and WWE for splitting up the Iconics. Karate Warrior 2 wants to bury Pro Wrestling Illustrated for disrespecting Gredo. Oh. Look at the wrestlers who are either side of Gredo. Come on, bro. Gredo's quite happy to be where he is on that list.
Mate, I've fucking wrestled about... I can count the number of matches I've had in my one horn in the last year, so I'll take it, mate, as long as you still remember me. That's that'll do me.
You're on the list. How many wrestlers are there in the world, man? Like, loads.
Aye, but come on. There's... But to take a Jim Cornette leaf out of his book, you know, cosplay. Look at this fucking cosplay. Let's be honest. Let's be serious.
Willie wants to put Abaddon. How would you say it, John?
Abaddon.
Abaddon. For her tremendous zombie gimmick. Hopefully she gets a shot in Dynamite soon. She's really good. She's really good. We spoke to you about this before, Grado, and you've still not looked at her.
No.
And once they bury Flip Gordon for being a flat earther and a COVID conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing goon. Agreed. Uh-huh. Sandy wants to put her Roman Reigns finally turning full heel about 5 years too late, but ready to see what happens. And once they bury Retribution, attacks are so random. Yeah, after the attack, everyone's back to normal.
Aye. Look, see the size of the wee cunts, come on. You wouldn't be fear. You got that shit, these wee guys, man, coming about with and fucking knock them out. No run away.
Shout out to Keith Lee, by the way, who I thought his match with Randy Orton was cracking. Thought he was looking strong, looking good. I'm hoping that his trajectory will continue as he's on the main show. Keith wants to put all this week. Firstly, the Thunderdome for making WWE so much more watchable. Again, agreed. I'm actually really enjoying the Thunderdome. I really enjoy, by the way, sorry to interrupt Keith's segment here, but I just want to say I really enjoy the way Seth Rollins kind of plays to the Thunderdome as well. A lot of them don't. A lot of them act just like it's a bunch of screens that are there, but Seth Rollins likes to kind of have a wee look at them and all that.
What does he do?
He just kind of turns to the screens and that, does a wee bit of posing and does just he's just playing to them a wee bit, you know what I mean? Even though there's no any real interaction there.
Would they ever go like that? Like, see if somebody's going boo, you know, one of the, that's what they should do. If somebody's going boo, one of the heels should go switch that one off, switch that one off.
Aye,
be brilliant, wouldn't it? Turn that off. That's fucking
a wee remote control.
Aye, they've got to do that. Switch control. Aye. Yeah, you two fuck, bleep.
Seth Rollins and Randy Orton have both been great at interacting. I also want to say, Seth Rollins has just been so good lately.
Looks good as Bingo Balance, obviously, but...
No, of course not. Keith wants to continue saying Raw doesn't feel like such a slog to watch anymore. And he wants to say, secondly, Keith Lee, he's looked $1 million since he joined the main roster. Randy no pinning him after hitting the RKO and choosing instead to pin Rollins, who had just been hit with the Spirit Bomb, protected Lee greatly. Also, Randy put Keith's finishing move over as more deadly than the RKO. But we need to bury the fact that they've changed Keith Lee's music. Pretty shit compared to his NXT tune. Don't know why they changed that. Louise wants to put...
I do.
Why? Do you know?
You know CFO who did all the themes and they've left the company.
You're joking.
Now.
Have they left?
Left WWE.
Yeah, CFO dollar sign have left the company.
But John, there's hundreds of songs of CFO.
That's the thing. So basically, I think from what I've heard, they're getting 50% of all of the royalties off the themes now, right? So obviously, WWE are trying to
get rid of the shite,
change them. But all the good themes are done by CFO. So so now obviously, I think since he's moved up to the main roster, there's obviously for PRS, you know, all the Performance Rights Society stuff. I think there's going to be more ears on it, so they'll get more cut in the money. So that's why they've changed the music. But interestingly, the Undisputed Eras, which is probably one of the best themes going, is also done by them. So I'll be interested to see if they change that one.
I must admit, right, I don't keep up to date with the wrestling, right? But I'm a mark for all the music shit. That's so interesting. So CFO fucked off. Jim Johnson's away. What are they using now? Have they got... What's... Do you know anything about it?
I don't know who's picked up the...
I think Madonna's doing a lot of their stuff now.
You want Wrestling Daft merch? You've got it. You can have a Wrestling Daft t-shirt, hoodie, phone cover, trucker cap, or one of my very own inspired bum bags at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/WrestlingDaft. Only you'll find such designs as Alexa, who's Grim Steveley? I'm a Mark, Crud, Chips, Cheese and Donner Meat, and I'm a wrestler Tay. And you can even get a face mask to wear in the shops. A face mask, which we actually buried John at the very start of this lockdown, but it's quickly became one of the biggest accessories to buy in the world. Shout out to Lady Gaga, who had nice face masks at the MTV Awards the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So check out our range at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft now, or check out the links on Facebook or on Twitter at Wrestling Daft.
Now it's the part of the show as we invite you, the listeners, to their running. Come on, ask what you want. Could be getting our opinions on New Japan's Summer Struggle, or you might just want to find out how Grado's all hoop is. We've not heard about that in a while. This week, let's welcome to the show the man they call Keith.
There he is.
There we go. I'll keep it by.
Keith is here. He's got his orange cast. Is that an Orange Cassidy t-shirt?
Aye.
There he is.
That's his comment for my birthday.
Beautiful.
Oh, mate, you've got a good girlfriend. I mean,
hold on.
She's here listening to that.
Hold on. Your missus got you an Orange Cassidy t-shirt. Is that so she can look at his face instead of yours?
I don't even think about that.
I'd worry about that, mate. I'd worry about that. You don't look too dissimilar, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, let's see, lift the t-shirt up again just to see the face on it.
I used to have a denim shirt and I flung that out. I
could
have kept that denim shirt.
Who do you think Orange Cassidy's better than me?
No, you're the best, Kato.
Hold on, was Orange Cassidy on the top 500?
Aye, where was Orange Cassidy? Where was that wee dick?
Talk to Keith and I'll find out where Orange Cassidy is.
Orange Cassidy has to be top 50 for me. I need to be honest. I think he's been in the past year. Definitely Orange Cassidy's been a standout, I think, performer.
I've got that kind of, that kind of way that he's funny on the telly and all that, and I'm just sitting there going, that's not funny. But I'm obviously just jealous, do you know what I mean?
He's good.
He's number 84.
That's buzz. At my height of TNA, I got 283. That's buzz, man.
84.
It's a conspiracy.
Hey, but wait a minute, though. Hold on, no Grado. Look, we're talking to a guy here, sitting here with the guy on his T-shirt. He's not got a fucking Grado T-shirt on, is he?
No, that's what I'm saying. Have you ever owned a Grado T-shirt, mate? No.
No.
Wait, Keith, what do you do for a job now?
I work in Hugo Boss.
You do not. Well, yeah, you better get me
discount. Can you get us discounts, mate?
Yeah, you can come in any time you want. Get discount. I've got plenty of discount to use up anyway because of the lockdown. So discount ends in the January. So it's quite
Keith, what you Hugo Boss is it? I was in the one in Ingram Street the other day. You weren't there.
No, Buchanan Street. I mean, I know all the boys for Ingram Street.
Right. They were.
What a shout out for the boys in Ingram Street.
Aye. What's that?
Yeah,
Can't mind their names. Mark Riley and Cammy for Ingram Street, but I'm in Buchanan Street. That's the best.
Big Jamal.
You love Big Jamal. Come in and see Big Jamal. The guy is mental.
Wait, how big is he?
He's huge. Big Algerian boy. How tall is he? He just battles him.
How tall is he?
He's about 6'2".
Is he a wrestler?
He could be a wrestler.
Have you told him that?
Aye. He used to be in the Algerian army. He's mental.
Fucking hell. Right. Let's get him in the business, mate.
Aye.
Listen, let's get Jamal into the wrestling business. Big tall guy like that, right? He's got the gift of the gab, obviously.
And he's a face.
He has to be a face, right?
He's a cartwheel, aye.
No, he has to be a big baby face. He can just chat people up like mad. He can just talk himself in any situation. You could have a t-shirt that says, your pal Jamal on it.
I reckon he would be a better promoter. He'd fucking do well at that. It sounds like a big cartwheel.
He'd be some talker. He could talk Paul Heyman out the game.
Aye. I could just imagine him, you know, going to pay the boys at the end of the night. He's like, look, man, gate's a bit short tonight, but nip into fucking Hugo Boss and Buchanan Street and settle and I'll show you out by a vest up.
Aye. let me, before we wrap it up, right, see if your Hugo Boss shop, right, was like a faction in the wrestling, right?
Uh-huh.
Which other shop in Glasgow City Centre would you want to knock fuck out of?
JD Sports probably.
JD Sports, ain't you could take
JD Sports.
They're pretty wild day boys, do they know?
But they've got youth, mate. They've got youth.
Thing is, so they've got a bad reputation for the managers always being wankers. So like, they would be like the heels. So go and fucking sort it. Get Big Jamal to go in and fucking battle them all.
What are you talking about?
Distribution, just like me, shitey guys. Jamal would just go in and just be like,
This is what we want to speak about. Aye, somebody listening to this must know somebody that works in JD Sports, right? One of the wee guys that works in JD Sports. So we want to hear back from JD Sports now what they make a Hugo Boss challenging them to a match.
Survivor Series match.
Aye, we want to hear back about this, right? We want somebody for JD Sports on the show, so that's a shout out. Keith Richardson, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Keith's got...
Oh, you've got your questions.
Sorry, mate.
We're getting too involved in... go on, you go.
Beef started doing with JD Sports.
Yep.
There's got to be cunts to JD Sports turn up in Balaclava somewhere.
That's money.
Jamal's fucking... Is Jamal better be on tomorrow? If no, you better tell me to come in and do a bit of overtime.
Aye, he'll be in. He's out all the time. You
need to pop in
and see us.
Right, okay, I'll hold you to that.
Aye. Get us on Twitter or Insta or something like that. we'll get your 50% discount sorted.
Right, right. Sorted.
Sweet.
You got a question?
Right.
I mean, you don't need to ask a question because it was perfect.
No. What do you think of this Thunderdome? I think it's changed wrestling so much better. WWE's been felt a lot better the last few weeks, I think. I don't know about you. I was like, during the lockdown stuff, seeing that performance center, I was actually literally thinking about stop watching it because I was just like, if just like that 3 years was just a slog watching Raw. The same thing every week. But I just think this Thunderdome's like totally changed it.
I like Thunderdome because it's like watching a big computer game or something. It's got a good kind of, you know what I mean? It's got that kind of vibe about it. Vibe. Grado.
It's vibe. Anyway, no, look, what I was saying to Keith, I'm not going to go on about it again, Keith, but I reckon one of the heels should take a remote and fucking turn a fan off. Boofed. Oh, get him off. Delete him. But what I want to know is, is their Zoom mics turned up? Are they all shouting and all that? No.
I don't know. You can hear noise, but I don't know whether. I think that's just piped in noise.
That's piped in. You couldn't allow people to shout things out. Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
Are you watching the AEW pay per view on Sunday then?
Well, the greatest wrestler in the world.
Greatest, just like, nah.
No.
The greatest wrestler in the world is on it. So, I mean, the number one wrestler in the whole world is wrestling, right? So. I think well, everybody should be watching it, but strangely, I don't feel compelled to tune in at the minute. Keith is the longest anybody's been on, that's for sure. His legs must be cramping up. He's sitting on his couch. His thighs are getting crampy feeling. He's got his stone up, stretchy thighs a wee bit. Up to the bedroom with a missus with his orange Cassidy t-shirt on.
Aye.
That's what's happening. Thanks so much for coming on, Keith.
Just going to insist that I wear this to bed for now on. That's your fault.
Is she going to say hello? Is she going to pop her head in and say hello?
You want to say hello?
Hello.
Hiya, pal. What you said to it?
Not much, but it's been good listening to you.
Oh, do you like wrestling then?
Aye, well, I don't mind it.
That's the answer, isn't it? That's kind of how I feel about it as well.
For the first month or two or something, I never mentioned anything about wrestling. Mm-hmm. I'm just right. Like, that way, you don't want to ruin your chances. But see, I find out you like wrestling, that's your fault.
It's good guys that like wrestling. But good Keith, people who are still young at heart.
Do you ever do that shit, Keith, right, where like something happens in the wrestling, you think, I've got to show my girlfriend? And like,
aye,
you know that your girlfriend's not going to care that much, but you're like, she needs to see The Rock returning in 2011. Things like that, do you ever do that? And then your bud's like, look, aye, fucking great. But you're like, mate, how good was that? And they're like, aye, it was all right, mate, calm down.
Do you mind the night that the Undertaker was doing the wedding with Stephanie McMahon and she had the crucifix and all that? I was like, aye, watch this. Austin was the man back in the day. It says, Shamrock will come in, he'll fuck it up, Big Show will come in, and then Austin will just go down and fuck it. I told him it was he does a chair shot to the Midian. Fuck me, man, that was some chair shot. Bill Midian just got an absolute, just get smacked up with that chair. And then Austin's cuddling Steph, and he's like, no. But just a few things I have seen.
Mate, you were getting there, weren't he? He was just reliving it all there. It was beautiful to watch.
I'd love to see if I could go back to 98 or 99, man. I'd fucking love it.
Oh, they were the days.
The big Emma back as well.
They were the days.
Oh, mate.
Well, listen, thanks so much, folks. Thanks for letting us into your living room tonight.
You need to come back on again, Keith. This is what this podcast's all about. Definitely. We should have more folk like you, man. If anybody wants to come in, how did he get on the show, John? They need to give us £4 a month, didn't they?
I guess I up to the Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Get involved.
Here, the two of you should watch. What's the next big good wrestling event like? We're not talking about AEW. What's the big, let's say a WWE one. What's the next
Clash
big
of Champions.
One? Clash of Champions.
Clash of Champions is next.
What'll be the one after that?
Survivor Series, is it?
Fully Loaded.
Survivor Series? Will it be Survivor Series?
This is November. There'll probably fit about three or four in between fucking Clash of Champions.
John will get in touch with you. Here's what would be good, right? If the two of yous would watch a wrestling show, a pay-per-view, right, together. Doesn't need to be live necessarily, right, but watch a whole pay-per-view and come on and do a review. But the two of yous, it'd be good to hear from both of yous what yous think, what yous thought of it. And that'd be a good wee project for the two of yous to do together. It'd be nice. have some snacks and then come on and review it for us. That'd be brilliant.
Aye. Sounds fast to me. Aye.
Excellent. Right. Brilliant. We'll set brilliant, John will set it up. John will set. Thanks for coming on. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. Take care, all right. Loved it. Cheers, thank guys. You. Right. Well,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
You just made the list.
Every single week we ask for you guys to vote on our list of Wrestling Daft. This week, just for the hell of it, was a choice between the best managers off the back of Paul Heyman's return with Roman Reigns, or who is the best commentator after the departure of Mauro Ranallo. With 59% of the vote, we want to talk about best managers. Now, remember, us people on the Patreon who have voted for us, that's how you get the main interaction we is. That's how you do that on a Patreon. So it's time for best managers. So I'm going to do my list of the three greatest wrestling managers of all time. And number three is going to be Slick.
Chill out then while the Slickster lays it all out for you. You see, this is the Slickster's third law of wrestling dynamics. See, we are three men, and they are two men, and three men's will always be two men's. Ergo, presto, we will win.
I'm a jive soul, bro. A jive soul, bro.
No, when I was a wee guy, I loved Slick, man. I thought he was so... so cool. It was, you know, obviously he was a heel, right? But there was something about him. He was a very he was a charismatic heel. He was kind of cool. He had a thing going on that none of the other wrestlers or managers seem to have going on. I think he's a very, very underrated personality in the history of WWE, to be honest. Mm. I remember seeing something recently when being interviewed and talking about But I really loved him. I always just loved him as a wee guy, and this was really, really difficult for me, putting this list together, because there's a couple of big names I would love to have on this. My number three was, until I remembered Slick, my number three was Paul Heyman. And Paul Heyman just had to slip off.
I'm not having it.
Paul Heyman had to slip off because I had to get Slick on. I had to represent him. But like, Paul Heyman is 3.3, you know, he's like just behind Slick, and I know everybody out there is going to go, but this is like my favourite. It's going to be my favourite three, and I keep remembering back to when I was a wee guy, and I just used to be fascinated. I used to be fascinated by the Slick man.
You were fascinated by Slick, really?
Seriously? And you know, and this was just a chance. This is the beautiful thing I think about wrestling. It's like sometimes these big characters just kind of capture you. You know what I mean? They do something to you when you're a wee guy. And obviously now, if I was doing this list in a kind of heed way and no heart way, then it would be Heyman and no Slick. Obviously, Slick probably wouldn't even be top five if I was doing it heed and no heart. But doing it heart, I have to say, just to represent for when I was a wee guy, my number three is Slick. My number two... Now, this is another one that's kind of a bit of a nostalgia one for the olden days as well. In fact, my whole list is, if I'm being honest. But my number two has to be Sensational Sherry.
I don't need to be credited with the Harlem Heat success. Number one, they are man enough to back up everything that they say and do. The only thing that I do is make sure that the competitors sign their name on the dotted line. Now, Nasty Boys, that's what you want in Baltimore. That's what you're gonna get. Your name's been signed on the dotted line, so the heat's gonna be turned up to 5,000 Harlem Heat degrees.
Sherry was just, I mean, talk about fascinating, talk about Slick fascinating when I was a wee guy, man. Sherry was just unreal. I could listen to her talk all night. There was just something about her. She was so alluring and dangerous seeming, and like, as you're a wee guy, you're just like fascinated with all that, you know what I mean? And was involved in just some of the, you know, some stuff that I really love, the whole Warrior and Macho Man hanging, all that, just loved it. I'm a number one. It's obvious. It's plainly obvious. Who's my number one, guys?
Bobby the Brain Heenan
is my number one.
You think with all that blonde hair and a bunch of little Hulksters out there and behind you, you ripping that t-shirt off and shaking in your pythons, you think you can beat him, dummy? It can't be done by you, 10 guys like you, or 100 people like you. This is the next heavyweight champion of the world. Get ready to swallow it, Hogan. It's all over.
because he was just the best. He was just the best. The best part, best everything. His greatest period for me was when Flair came in to the WWF, and that whole period building up Flair coming on in, carrying all that on his back. So that's my top three. Slick, Sherry, Bobby Heenan. Right. What about you, Grado?
So what I'm going, I would say to you is, well done. No, come on. For me, Paul Heyman's got to be on that list. But for the reason being, right, okay, you're trying to think back to your Wayne, but in terms of a manager, or as he puts it, he is his, what is he? You know, the advisor?
Advocate.
The way, now Paul Heyman, I've recently, maybe it's just because this is in my heap. Excuse me, am I not in? What's happening in your house?
Well, I just changed the light.
Sorry, mate. I'm just being rude. What I was going to say, so Paul Heyman, right, I've watched quite a lot of his live interviews, and it's amazing because he'll tell you stories and he'll shoot. But when it comes to Brock Lesnar, it's fucking great. I love the way he builds Brock Lesnar up. He still plants seeds in fans' heads when he was talking about how at WrestleMania when Brock defeated the Streak, he was gone, how do you know that Brock just took it in himself to beat the Streak? How do you know that that was not real? How do you, because if there's anybody that can date it, and he builds up Brock Lesnar to be, obviously there's, right, he doesn't get involved in matches as much as what other managers do. He's definitely no use, but he's not needed for that sort of shit. But I think the way he has promos are excellent. It makes you believe that he does. And I believe that as well that he probably only, because surely he managed Cesaro for a while, I do believe that he only goes for the people that he actually likes. I don't believe he's ever managed them to where he thinks, right, okay, whatever. I think he's actually politic to get them. So that's the, I fucking love Paul Heyman.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, like I said, obviously, Paul Heyman, it's a heart and heat thing, you know what I mean? And I was just, as a wee guy, I just loved Slick's promos and all that, and I just thought he was a great talker, Slick, man. He was a great talker, and I had to go with that. Let's see what the punters are saying. Chris says Bobby Heenan and Paul Bearer. You're two above are self-explanatory.
That's a good one. Pesky
Pringle's
a man.
Yeah, I forgot about Paul Bearer. Also like Flairway Evolution as manager. I gave him more credit to emerging talents in Orton and Batista. Steven says, for me, it's always Paul Bearer. He was a mouthpiece for a dead zombie at the start and had great over-the-top reactions to everything. Played a huge part in making Undertaker what he became. A weird thing, I didn't even think of Paul Bearer really as a manager because he was so much part. I think it was weirdly because he was so much part of that whole routine that you didn't really think of him as a separate manager. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chris says, Heenan's the obvious answer is he's the greatest and should be number one. But I'd also mention Eric Bischoff managing the NWO. Great heel, whose confidence great on the mic. Again, I just didn't think of him as a manager. Graham, in past 10 years for me, Paul Heyman, absolutely. As a kid watching, I only ever remember Jimmy Hart. I'm now watching it off the early 80s, and Heenan is a clear standout as a heel, but his overall interaction with fans, wrestlers, in front of the camera is superb to watch. He was the master. Heenan was the master. Colin says, Heenan due to his ability to match his wrestling, selling the beating for the outside. Oh my God, man. Listen, absolutely. When his wrestler was in pain, he was the reverse when they were winning. Heyman's excellent too. Young Colin also remembers Lita and Sonny fondly, though for Sonny, let's stick to the memories, he says. actual facts, yeah, says Bobby the Brain. Heenan, number one, two, Sensational Sherry, three, Paul Heyman. So that's almost like my list, except nae Slick man there. Axe Bomber Man says Mr. Fuji is very underrated. If I could have one manager, though, it would be Slick. So I can dance like a dick walking down to the ring to Jive Soul, bro. I think I was a thing as well. I was like, when I was a wee guy, I was thinking, man, if somebody was going to manage me, I'd want it to be Slick.
Right.
You know what I mean? William says the Weasel and Elizabeth. Elizabeth is one that he's mentioned. She just kind of stood about and looked nice, didn't she? And Jerry, Bobby the Brain Heenan, absolutely no contest. Keith agrees there. Bobby Heenan for me could provide the serious or the comedy aspect whenever it was needed. As a kid, you always want to see the baby face get his horns on the Weasel. Did his job to perfection. And Adam says, whoever got Brock the contract to sit at him for 10 to 12 months every year.
You know,
10 out of 12 months, not 10 to 12.
I think it's very, I don't know, it's kind of telling that Cornette's not been listed at all once. I don't know. There's something weird about that because I don't think you can dismiss Cornette as one of the best managers because his promos, when he looks as if he's going to take an absolute heart attack defending, who he's managing. He's so easy to hate. And I don't care if you don't agree with his politics and stuff like that.
He would be top 10 for me, without a doubt.
I just think a lot of people have got... A lot of folk kind of see by his podcast and his views, and I think that's just a bit annoying. So
I've got a question for you. Do you think management's really kind of missing in wrestling these days? Would you bring back more managers?
I was surprised when... I liked when Spud was managing there. That gave me a wee bit of a buzz, but he's obviously back on the NXT roster. And I think it does need... I think it does need more managers. I tell you what, Graham McKay is no bad manager, by the way. To have as your sidekick on British Wrestling, he's really good for a heater. Baldy.
Let me tell you something. The wee man's good.
And the wee man's good.
Let me tell you something. If you talk about homegrown, the wee man can cut an amazing promo. He's brilliant in that live setting. He's brilliant at cutting a promo. He's a perfect fit for that. Particularly when he was doing that run with the Bucky Boys, he was a perfect fit for that team.
Yep.
Right? Perfect fit for that team. He can, he'll take a bump. He'll do whatever he can to sell things. He looks like somebody that fits in the wrestling scene as well, you know what I mean? So I think he's, certainly when you talk about homegrown stuff, you've got to mention the wee man there.
You've got to mention the wee man as well, because he actually was adored as a face tag team manager.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite hard to get.
My
brother does not like wrestling, but he loved going to see ICW to hear what the wee man would say.
And also, if you're in his position, the wee man was in, and you're getting the mic put in your horn, and you're coming out in front of that ICW crowd with your mic in your horn, you need to, you've got to do a good shift, you know what I mean? Because they'll fucking eat you alive. So, you know what I mean? They really took him into their hearts.
I definitely shout to the wee man, shout out to Graham McKay, two great managers, both completely different, but absolutely solid to have in a match.
I think when you come back here, you should have Rab as your manager.
Grado doesn't need a manager.
No.
Grado doesn't need a manager, but there's plenty of people out there that
I reckon if we fell out and feuded and it was me versus Rab, John would be a good manager for you.
Who would I like to manage? There are people out there I would like to manage.
But that's what I'm saying, but Rab, you must have considered at least at one point getting involved with us and managing somebody. That must have
There was always talk about it. There was always, Dallas had spoken to me before about it, and there was always kind of talk about it, and actually... there was the talk had kind of started a wee bit again, you know what I mean? And it was always coming round and coming back. And there was always people I had an eye on. There was always people like, aye, they would be good. They would be good to manage.
I mean, would you want to be heel? Would that be your...
Oh, aye, he's got to grab to be a heel manager.
Yep. I'm just thinking round about just now. I think you'd be good. Who's bad guy right
now? What about Davey Boy?
David Boy's a good shout, but that's kind of wee. I'm thinking more Andy Wilde. If Ravy Davey was still heel, there could be something there as well. Actually, Kez Evans would be not a bad shout.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought weirdly, I was kind of looking, guys that I've watched and guys that I've seen just floating about backstage and all that, and I've kind of thought, like Aaron Echo, I've thought to myself, can I feel that I could get something going with Aaron Echo, you know what I mean?
He's a great shout.
He's got the look. He should be a star, that boy. You know what I mean?
Star,
you just
kind
of look at him and go, he should be he should be right up the top of that card.
The nicest wrestlers you'll ever meet as well, by the way.
You can get me a Wrestling Daft at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. We've set up three tiers which you can choose to get involved with at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. That's patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Nay, backslashes, / only at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Tier one, cruiserweight champ, paying $4 a month. On that, you get patron-only chat community, ad-free versions of all the episodes, early access to the episodes, you get random bonus content, you get the video version of the Marks podcast, and you can vote on what you want to see featured on the list of Wrestling Daft. Tier 2, Intercontinental Champion, which is $10 a month. You get everything in Tier 1, and also video version of this podcast each week. Bonus episode once a month up there. Now you can get Rab on Wrestling, with a chat of how he got into the business, that's me, and how he ended up promoting his own shows, that's me. As well as his review of SummerSlam, that's me doing that. Also, the second part of the Grado story, it's yourself, is on as we track the rise of Grado Mania and ICW and his march towards winning the belt against the WWE champ, Drew. And you can also join our Patreon pay-per-view parties. There'll be one for All Out this Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to get drunk and watch All Out this Saturday. There's a lot of people requesting us do an AEW show, so we're going to get pretty drunk this Saturday.
What time is All Out on it?
It's probably going to kick off about midnight, so we're going to sit up and watch that, I think, on Fight TV.
Nice. Tier 3, World Heavyweight Champion, $20 a month. This is the big one. You get everything in the previous tiers, all the things I've mentioned, as well as a free Wrestling Daft shop, your design of your choice. You need to sign up for a minimum of 3 months for that, right? Don't try and fucking scam us. Plus, you get to feature on one of your shows as one of your marks of their run-in on the show. And, you know, we had a great run-in. Great run-in today. Great run-in. So if you fancy that, becoming one of your patrons, sign up now at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, as we would love to welcome you to the roster. Woo! It's that point of the show where we jump in the Wrestling Daft DeLorean, hit 88 miles an hour to look at a pay-per-view for days gone by. Last week, Grado picked out Hardcore Heaven 2000. Now, did any punters watch this, John?
They did. They did. A few did, though. I was late in getting the tweet up tonight to ask people, so probably a lot more did than I've responded. But a few things here. Paul says, power cutting out during the triple threat, Rob Van Dam being able to say fuck because he's on pay-per-view. New Jack's beatdown of the baddies was long but over as fuck. And Tajiri's brainbuster on the ramp to Carino was fucking amazing. Aldous Tash says, unprotected chair shots to the head are unwatchable now in 2020.
Oh.
Now, Rab, I've got to ask you, did you manage to get a copy of this show with the music?
Yes, I did, and I managed to get it. I managed to get it, a torrented download ECW package.
93 gigs?
No, I wasn't as much as that.
Because I thought you had maybe had the same one.
No, I wasn't as much as that, but there was a lot of pay-per-views on it. And it was really bad quality, actually, the one I watched. But anyway, to my review. Now, you've seen this. So, Tanaka, Balls, Mahoney, that first match. I really enjoyed this match.
Brilliant match.
Really enjoyed it.
And how good was it? I know I go to the same point, but how good was it with the fans all singing along to Balls Mahoney's song?
What an atmosphere, by the way.
What a cool place to have a wrestling show.
What an atmosphere. Looked brilliant. So a great start. No, here's the thing. Starts to fall off, right? Off for me. Yeah, I didn't like this Mikey Whipwreck match very much.
I love Simon Diamond, mate. I love Simon Diamond.
Sinister Minister was always one for me as well, where I was kind of like, this guy's just kind of crap, man. You know what I mean?
Listen. See the Sinister Minister? He is one of the boys. I worked with him in TNA in 2017. Wow, he is proper fucking Affy's nut. See that devil shit? That's all complete. He is a shoot fucking maddie, by the way. A maddie. I mean, I do believe he couldn't give a fuck working with me, but he was so good. And, you know, it was brilliant because we were going to get him to come out with Abyss at Bound for Glory and we were going to do stuff. And one of my favourite other promos is me and Sinister Minister and Amota. It's brilliant. He's need to see this. I love it.
Yeah, just I remember seeing him back in the olden days, and I remember seeing him as part of ECW, and I remember used to think to myself, man, this guy looks crap, man. This is like, he just doesn't look like, who let him in? Because there's a lot of cool people floating about ECW, you know what I mean? Legit looking guys. And I was kind of like, who let this fucking comic book shop guy in? You know what
This guy
floats about up a cat house, who let him in?
Well, that's funny. We actually come up with like how he was going to get involved in Bound for Glory, but Bound for Glory got announced in Canada, and the Sinister Minister is banned for Canada.
Kid Cash match was good and fast.
Kid Cash battered Noam Dar when he was 14.
Well, let's move on for Kid Cash then. Novan Chris Chetty defeated the Baldies and Danny Doring and Roadkill. Three-way dance. Really enjoyed this match, actually. Really enjoyed. Fast-paced. Look how short a lot of these matches are, by the way. This is the kind
of... Right, it should be.
It was flying through. Things started to pick up during the Kid Cash match. I thought, right, here we go. And then this match got me right back on track. The new Jack match. I mean...
Brilliant. Did you watch it, John?
No, I'd missed it this week.
You piece of shit. Mate, come on. The music is what it's all about, the rap. Like, at the end of the day, it's class, playing a wee guitar and scoring something with a guitar. That's what it's all about, man. Come on. It's entertainment.
The New Jack match is just, it's just difficult to watch, isn't it, man? It's like,
I know. It hasn't aged well, but you remember I was 12-year-old, man. That was superb for me.
My favourite match of the night is up next, which is Tajiri and Quirino.
Yep.
That was the match. If anybody was to watch one match for this show, that's the one I would tell them to watch.
Is that the match where the light goes out? No, it's not that one, is it?
I don't remember the light going out.
The lights goes out and something. What about the Sandman's entrance for the Rhino match? Up there with One Night Stand, brilliant. Come on.
Listen, the atmosphere was hot as anything for the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
For the whole show. So I was excited even waiting to see a Sandman coming out because I was thinking this crowd is going to lose their shit here. Wasn't a great match though, man.
But it doesn't need to be, mate.
Doesn't need to be, I suppose. Then we go to the Jerry Lynn match. I've said before, I remember when I was younger and ECW was on, one of the reasons I wasn't really into ECW was I didn't really get Rob Van Dam. I didn't really get why anybody was so into Rob Van Dam, really.
Right.
But now, with mature eyes, watching this Jerry Lynn Rob Van Dam match, good stuff, man.
I mean, it wasn't as good as a match at Hardcore Heaven 99, but it was still superb.
Good match.
I don't remember the main event. You need to talk me through the main event again. I don't remember that.
The Just Incredible one. Well, I didn't enjoy the match. I've never been a fan of Just Incredible, I need to be honest. But I have always been. I have always really liked Lance Storm. Mm-hmm. A wee bit of blood was happening. A wee bit of drama. But also there was. You had Don Marie was getting stuff done to her and all that. You know what I mean? And it's like some of the stuff you're watching and you're kind of like, fuck, it's fucking mental that they did that.
Aye, she it is mental,
think,
isn't it?
Tombstone, did I think, or something.
Aye, and who was it? There's Elektra. Was she on it? I remember seeing her in one of the...
Wait a minute, did you watch... Am I the only one that watched it?
I mean, I watched it 12 years ago, but I can remember it.
He's trying to remember it for 12 years ago. So there you go. Listen, so let's choose a pay-per-view for next time. I'm going to choose one for next time, okay? All right. Maybe people are going to think this is weird and too mainstream, too obvious to choose, but I don't care.
What year? So I can guess it.
What year? Aye. I'm actually going to have to check what year it was.
Well.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to have to... It was 2004.
Right, 2004. You are going to get us to watch the match where Eddie Guerrero fought JBL.
No. Okay. But you were close.
Right. Let me keep guessing. 2004. Is it SummerSlam 2004 with Triple H and...
No, it's WrestleMania 20. That's what I'm going to get people watch.
Right.
Because I kind of feel like now's a good time to look back at some of these old WrestleManias. I know everybody's watched WrestleManias a million times, but I think people need to watch WrestleMania 20 because there is some stuff in that. I mean, obviously, there's... if you watch the WrestleMania 20 on the network, you're not going to see the Triple H, Chris Benoit, Shawn Michaels match, are you?
No. That's... Benoit's in the matches.
Is he?
They agreed, aye. No. Benoit's not been cut out.
Right, that's all right. Okay. So there's going to be that. But I would like people to watch... I would like people to watch it again because I would like... What is it, John?
Goldberg Lesnar, of course.
Oh, John, that's one of my... John, I fucking love watching that. Yeah. Even on board, because of that New York crowd, I can just see Mike Johnson there front row fucking getting it rabs that. I love that. Boring. You sold out. The only thing... Do you know what's cut out, though? Lesnar getting the Vicky.
Is that out?
They cut that out. But, mate, I love watching that, just knowing that the two of them can't be fucked. Rob, that's a shout. I would watch that the night.
WrestleMania 20.
Seeing that Big Show is a great opener, by the way.
WrestleMania 20 is just drama for top to bottom, man.
Total drama, man.
It's drama for top to bottom. You've got that Lesnar and Goldberg carry on. You've got that Guerrero and Angle match, which is just one of my favourite matches.
What a finish with a fucking boot.
What a match.
Do you know what really surprised me about that as a wrestler? That Eddie Guerrero could wear ankle socks with wrestling boots. That really fucking... What? I'd be like, what? I've got the big fucking Umbro numbers and you're running about with Primark fucking Trainer socks.
But I don't want, you know, I don't want to just...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd started doing it as soon as I seen him do it. We wear ankle socks.
I don't want to be just picking the obvious stuff, so... No, I don't want to be not picking the obvious stuff. So I think it's a good time to go back
and
look.
Isn't it too obscured? I don't know.
It's long. WrestleMania 20, though, it's like 4 hours or something, but it's just drama from top to bottom. And it is time to watch again. I know we're all like, you know, we raised Benoit for history and all that, right? But it would be good to, it would be interesting to see if he's on the network, if the match is on the network. Let's watch it now and let's assess it, just assess the show as wrestling fans, you know what I mean? And
he
just
is a fucking mega UKFF fucking loser at that point in my life. I watched that whole show, if I can remember, thinking that Bret Hart was going to show up. I totally remember that. I remember it. And being in one of the ones where, even though we've just witnessed an absolute fantastic main event, I remember going, fucking Bret Hart never fucking turned up. He met Vince McMahon in Central Park and Wednesday, the cunt.
You hated it because of that. You were like, disappointed. So there you go. That's your homework for next week. Go and watch WrestleMania 20. WrestleMania 20. No WrestleMania 2000. WrestleMania 20, 2004. And check back in with your thoughts and opinions next week. Now, that's it for the show. Great show.
I've really enjoyed the show tonight, Rab. I must admit, I had a wee tipple. However, old Keith Richards, he was great.
Keith Richardson,
he was fantastic. He was really good. But you know what? Thanks, everybody, to, you know, wrestling.
And thanks to Keith Richardson's lovely partner as well for playing.
Great. What was her name? Palmer? Palmer. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But you know what? This is what it's all about. If you want to, there's so much part that you guys provide us with. Get on the show. It's brilliant. See, I see talking about Keith there last week at my fucking Hugo Boss discount sorted. You know what I mean? He's fucking great. I probably watched the AEW pay-per-view now because of him. What a guy. I probably watched the bit back where Midian got fucking leather with a steel chair. Keith was at the eye. This is who we want.
13-year age difference.
I don't want somebody coming on here and asking me what my match with Drew was like and fucking do it. Fuck that. I want somebody to come on here and go, did Abyssy's boys smell? Well, they did, right? But that's what I want, right? I want fucking... Do you know what I mean? I want somebody to come in here and go, you know, have you ever got halfway Dixie Carter? And I did get halfway Dixie Carter, right? I don't want to talk about that, right? But this is what I want. Come
13
on.
13-year age difference. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about you and Dixie Carter here. 13-year age difference.
So
done well for yourself there as well. These are the well, kind of guys we want on this show.
He's got Listener of the Week.
Listener of the Week.
Keith
Richardson. Anyway, I know it might sound weird. He is still a listener. He was the running, but it's got to be Keith. It's got to be it's got to be Keith. It's got to be that lovely couple that were on the show that will review a pay-per-view for us. That's it for this week's show. Rate, review, subscribe on Apple, or get us in wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, now we go twice a week. You can catch us on a Friday, Mark's podcast on a Tuesday. Next week, Gary is hoping to sneak a chat with the demo god, Chris Jericho. We've already spoken to Jericho. Sloppy seconds. Also, remember, get on our Patreon. Because me and Grado are out of work. Let me just tell you this. For a guy like Grado, a few days filming a telly show isn't going to pay the bills for the rest of the year. There's no pantomimes.
I need money for my computer so I can go on Flight Simulator. I want a headset. I want the shirt. I want the symbols on my head. My shoulder pads.
Isn't the fucking the woman you're fucking playing, man?
I want fucking everything. I want my office turned into a cockpit. I want to fly a 747 for Glasgow Airport for runway 23, and I want it to go to fucking Newark Airport in 7 hours. And by the way, I'll stay on that. Listen, we'll take off at fucking 7 at night, right? And we'll go, and you know what? When it's 3 in the morning, it's like 10 o'clock at night in New York. We'll have a ball.
Air Grado will be taking off very soon. Get on
Lammy will end up probably downloading Flight Simulator this week and fuck it off on me, but aye.
Get on our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Check out the video version. Why not buy yourself a t-shirt or shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Thanks so much, John. Thanks so much, Grado. It's been an absolute...
I'm in it!
It's yourself. Audio Frontier.